做一个祷告。
Father, we come to you tonight in great need. We thank you for your word that tells us of that great person that came down from heaven in your son.
天父，我们感谢你，我们今天来到您的面前是带着极大的需要。我们感谢那个从天上来的那一位从你而来的那一位。
The second person of the Trinity.
那就是三位一体的神的第二位格的圣子。
And he dwelt among us, the apostle said, and we saw his glory. It was the glory of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth.
就像使徒说的，他住在我们中间，丰丰富富的有恩典，有真理。那这他的荣耀是从父那里而来的，圣子的荣耀。
Now, Lord, we pray tonight that you would give Jürgen much help. As he would open up the scriptures again to us, we're revealing the beauties of our Savior.
主啊，今天求你大大的帮助 Jürgen， 当他给我们展现您的圣子的荣美的时候。
And we ask your blessing once again in that worthy name of Jesus Christ.
我们再次奉主耶稣基督配得的名祈求这样的祝福。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jürgen.
Well, thank you, and it's good to be with you again to continue our study in the book of Mark.
很高兴再次跟大家在一起啊，我们继续学习马可福音。
Because of a trip that's coming up, we're going to be wrapping it up in another week, so this will be our second to last study in this series.
因为我们马上要启程出发了，所以我们需要处理一些事情，所以我们需要一周的时间来整理打包什么，所以这一次呢是我们的倒数第二次。
A famous theologian was once asked to summarize in a few words the most important thing he had learned in all his years of studying the scriptures.
那有一位著名的神学家呢，有人就请他用一个简单的几句话来总结他这么多年的圣经学习，他认为最重要的是什么。
He responded with the words that of a song that children sing in Sunday school, and he said, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
那他是用在主日学里面孩子常唱的一首圣诗啊来回答这个问题的，那这首圣诗呢就是耶稣爱我，我知道，因为圣经这样告诉我。
We can explore all the depths of the teachings of scripture, but we will never find a greater truth than the love of God.
当然我们可以在圣经里面啊学的在圣经的知识上研究的很深，但是我们不能找到一个比这个神爱我们这点更真实的真理了。
Paul ended his famous chapter on love saying, Now abides faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
保罗在这个哥林多前书十三章这个著名的关于爱的这个篇章里面，他最后总结的是说，他说，如今长存的有信望爱，但是最大的是爱。
There's nothing greater than love, and the whole law of God is summed up in love.
所以没有比爱更大的了，而且神的律法啊，它的总结总纲就是爱。
And it is not surprising that the greatest demonstration of the love of God is to be found in the life of Christ.
而且也不会出乎我们的意料啊，就是神的爱的最大的彰显呢，就是在他的儿子耶稣基督的身上。
Saint Augustine said that love is the beauty of the soul.
圣奥古斯丁啊，这个曾经说过，他说爱是这个灵魂的美丽。
And we could say that no one is more beautiful than Christ because no one ever loved like he did.
那我们可以说没有人比主耶稣基督更美了，因为没有人像他那样去爱。
In Christ, God's love was manifested in human form, and it was indescribably wonderful.
嗯，那在基督里面呢，他是用人的这个形象把神的爱展现出来的，是真的是特别的好，特别美好的。
So let's turn our attention this time to this beautiful theme in the Gospel of Mark, the magnificence of the love of Christ.
嗯，所以呢，我们今天的这个主题呢，就是来仔细看一下在马可福音里所展现出来的这个基督的爱的伟大。
There was once a biblical scholar that asked Christ in Mark 12, which was the greatest of the commandments.
嗯，那曾经有一个律法教师啊，他在马可福音十二章里面问耶稣，就是这个最大的诫命是什么？
And in Mark chapter 12, verse 30, Jesus responded, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul."With all your mind and with all your strength, this is the first commandment. And the second one is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There are no commandments greater than these, said the Lord.
在马可福音的十二章的三十节里面，主耶稣基督是这么回答他的，他说你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。三十一节，其次就是说要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
So our Lord taught us that love is the greatest commandment.
所以我们的主教导我们啊，爱是最大的诫命。
The Apostle Paul taught us that we can do great works of faith and charity, but if we do not have love, we are nothing.
那使徒保罗呢也教导我们可以凭信心啊做很多伟大的服事，但是如果没有爱呢，这些就都算不得什么。
Christ rebuked the Pharisees because they paid too much attention to minor matters and not enough to the big ones.
那主耶稣基督批评法利赛人呢，批评他们的点就是他们经常总是把那个不起眼的小事看得太重，却把那个最大的事情忽略了。
These religious men were very good at emphasizing trifles.
那这些这个宗教人士啊，他们很擅长就是把这些小事搞得很重要。
Our Lord knew how to give importance to what is important, and the dominating factor in his life was love.
但我们的主耶稣基督知道怎么让重要的事情变得重要，所以他的这个人生当中最重要的事情就是爱。
Love is what stands out in his life. It is what shines brighter than anything else.
那爱呢是他的这个人格里面最突出的一点呢，是最闪光的部分。
The first mention of love in the book of Mark comes in the first chapter.
那在马可福音第一次提到爱这个词呢，就是在第一章里面。
In Mark chapter 1 verse 11, the Father speaks from heaven and he says, "You are my beloved son."
那在一章的十一节里面就是圣父从天上说你是我的爱子我喜悦你。
The Father repeats a similar phrase again in chapter 9.
在第九章里面呢天父基本上就重复了类似相同的话。
Every time the Father speaks from heaven in Mark, he makes mention of his love for his son.
那在马可福音里记载，每一次天父从天上说话的时候呢，他都会提到他对他的儿子的爱。
Something very beautiful is going on in this relationship between the Father and the Son.
那在这个父和子的这个关系里面啊，有一些特别美好的东西。
This is not a cold, formal relationship.
它不是一个冰冷的这种很正式的这样的关系。
What goes on between the Heavenly Father and the Son is an exuberant, fervent exchange of overflowing love.
那在这个天父和圣子之间呢，他们之间流淌的是那种很热切的那种互动的那种爱。
Jesus Christ is the second person of the Holy Trinity.
那耶稣基督呢，是这个三位一体的神中的第二位格。
He lives within that eternal circle of glory and light.
那他是活在那个永恒的荣耀和光当中的。
It is in this circle that love reaches its maximum expression.
那在这个圣父、圣子、圣灵这样他们这样的一个圈里面的这个爱呢，达到了他最高的境界。
Here we find the eternal source of love, the fountain from which all love originates.
那在他们当中的这个关系里面，我们找到了那个爱的那个永恒的源头，一切的爱呢都是从这里面发出来的。
The Bible affirms twice in 1 John chapter 4 that God is love.
那在约翰一书的四章里面有两次圣经强调说神就是爱。
The Bible does not say that God sends love or shows love, but that God is love.
圣经不是说神发出爱或者神显出爱，而是说神就是爱。
God is love because God is a Trinity.
神是爱是因为神是三位一体的。
And love is what happens inside of God.
那爱呢就是在这个三位一体的神当中发生的事情。
Between the three persons of the Trinity flows a love that is deep and rich and beautiful.
所以在这个三位一体的这三位一体的神当中所发生的永留的这个爱呢是非常的深的。
Nowhere in the universe can we find a love that compares to this one.
在整个宇宙当中找不到什么爱是和三位一体他们三个之间的这个爱相比的。
What we find at the center of the universe is not an elderly bearded man on a throne. What we find is a dance of love.
所以我们在这个宇宙的中心啊，我不是看到一个高高坐在宝座上的一个冰冷的这样的一个人，而是一个爱的一个整体。
It is a divine circle of glory, of joy, of goodness and fellowship.
是这样的特别神圣的特别神圣的荣耀光和他们这个相爱的关系。
It is the most wonderful, awe-inspiring relationship in the universe.
那这个是在整个宇宙当中最美好的一种关系。
When we say God is love, what we are essentially saying is we're talking about the relationship between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
所以当我们说神就是爱的时候呢，我们的意思呢就是要表达就是圣父、圣子和圣灵之间的这样他们之间彼此相爱的关系。
What takes place within this divine relationship is so rich, so beautiful, so deep that heaven could not contain it.
在这个三位一体的神当中，这个神圣的这样的一个这个爱啊，是如此的丰富，如此的荣耀，整个天堂都容不下。
And this God of overflowing love and goodness decided to create us to share His love with us.
因为这个爱啊，他要永留出来，所以他神就决定他要造我们来爱我们。
God's eternal plan was to include us within this circle of glory.
所以神的计划呢，就是要把我们囊括在他这个荣耀的这个范围里面，这个圈子里面。
So the eternal Son of God, who always lived in the Father's embrace, He came to this world to make the Father's love known.
所以一直都是永远都是生活在圣父的这个怀抱里的爱的怀抱里的这圣子呢，他来到地上是为了把这样的爱给显明出来，让我们知道。
The Lord Jesus came as a messenger of the love of God.
所以主耶稣基督来到这地上呢，是来做神的爱的使者的。
He came bringing light to dark places.
他来是要给这个黑暗的地方带来光的。
He came bringing healing to shattered lives.
他是要给我们这些残破的这个生命带来医治的。
He came bringing hope to people who had lost their way.
他是来给这些迷了路的人带来盼望的。
He came not just to tell us, but to show us that God is love and the world has never ever seen anything like it.
他来不仅是要告诉我们，而且是要把神的爱显明出来，展现给我们看，这样的爱是世上的人从来没有见过的。
Someone has asked, is there anything more beautiful than Jesus wading waist deep into the muck of life, weeping with the broken and rescuing the lost?
有人问，还有什么会比主耶稣基督从天上降到这个人间最深的淤泥里面，和这些忧伤的人一起哭泣更美的事情吗？
Christ did not come to this world seeking wealth or power or prestige. He came to seek and save those who were lost.
主耶稣基督来到这个地上呢，他不是来追求权力，不是来追求财富的，他来是来拯救这些失丧的人的。
He came with a deep and genuine concern for lost and broken people.
他来啊，是带着是对那些失丧的人是带着深深的这个爱的和关切的。
God's love had come into this world, and it was unspeakably beautiful.
所以神的爱现在进到了这个世界里了，它的美啊是无法言说的。
Let's notice a few things about the love that Christ showed. First of all, His love was not simply global but personal.
我们来讲一下就是关于基督的爱的几个特点。首先呢，他的这个爱呢不是泛泛的，他是个人的。
Someone once said, "I love everyone. It's the people I can't stand."
有的人会说，我爱所有的人，但是这个人呢，我受不了他。
How different was Jesus? He loved everyone and every person in particular.
但是你看基督的爱是多么不同呢？他爱所有的人，而且他每一个人他都爱。
It's beautiful to observe how Christ cared for each person as if he were the most important person in the world.
他虽然是这个地上最重要的人，但是他却如此的关爱每一个人，这是多么美，多么美的一个事啊。
Let's look again at some of these stories that we have considered in past studies.
然后我们看看我们过去的学习当中提到过的一些故事。
In chapter 4, the Lord Jesus spends the entire day teaching a multitude.
在马可福音的第四章里面，主耶稣基督花了一天的时间来教导众人。
He was very tired, but there was someone who demanded his attention.
他已经很累了，但是呢，有一个人呢，引起了他的注意。
And it says in chapter 4, verse 35, on the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side.
四章的三十五节，当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说，我们渡到那边去吧。
On the way across the lake, a storm arose, and they barely made it to the other side.
那当他们这个渡湖的这个过程中呢，有风暴起来，他们就是很艰难的到了对岸。
There was a demon-possessed man who showed up on the beach who was yelling and cutting himself and scaring everyone.
那他到了对岸了以后呢，就出现了一个被鬼附的人他一直在大叫他的形象也很吓人。
We can hardly imagine a person more lost and more unwanted than this man.
我们很难想象有一个比他更失丧比他更不被人接纳待见的这样的一个人的形象了。
Everyone had written him off, but he was important to Jesus.
每一个人呢都把他排斥在外，但是他对耶稣来说却是很重要的。
And Christ ministered to this man and delivered him from dark powers.
那主呢服侍的这个人把他从这个黑暗的权势下解救了出来。
And then what does Jesus do? Notice chapter 5 verse 21. Now when Jesus had crossed over again by boat to the other side.
那我们看接下去耶稣做了什么呢？看五章的二十一节，耶稣坐船又渡到那边去，就有许多人到他那里聚集。
So Jesus sets the man free, then he turns around and he heads home.
那耶稣把这个人救了以后呢，他就转头就回家了。
He crossed the lake twice in one day.
所以他在一天里面两次渡过加利利湖。
And remember, on the way there, he had fallen asleep because he was very, very tired.
我们要记得他当时去的时候呢，他在湖的船上就睡着了，因为他非常的疲劳。
Although he was exhausted, he took the trouble to travel across the lake two times in a single day.
那虽然他很疲劳的，但他还是不辞辛苦的在同一天里面两次渡湖。
Why was that? Well, it was because there was a man over there who desperately needed help.
他为什么要这样做呢？是因为在湖对岸有一个人非常非常需要他的帮助。
And in spite of his weariness, Jesus went to set this man free.
那虽然他很疲劳了，但他还是去到那里把这个人解救出来了。
Instead of giving himself a well-needed rest,He went to help someone for whom no one else would give the time of day.
那他没有给自己一个他本来需要的好的休息，而是他花时间去给一个别人都不会去帮助的那样一个人给他帮助。
How admirable is the love of Christ?
所以主耶稣基督的这个爱是多么令人尊崇呢？
In Mark chapter 7, we see the Lord making a trip to the region of Tyre and Sidon. Chapter 4, verse 24, we're going to read.
Chapter 7, yeah.
Chapter 7 and verse 24, I'll just read it.
Okay.
And from there he arose and went to the region of Tyre and Sidon.
在马可福音的七章二十四节里面耶稣从那里起身往推罗西顿境内去。
Now, this was a very long walk, approximately 70 kilometers on foot.
所以这是很长的一段的旅程啊，要是用脚走的话，而且是用脚走的，走了差不多70公里。
What was the reason for this long journey?
那主耶稣基督走这么远的路是为了什么呢？
It seems that the only reason was a distressed woman who had a daughter in a desperate situation.
那看起来这唯一的理由就是有一个很困苦的一个妇人她的女儿是被鬼附了。
And here Jesus walked 70 kilometers to help that poor girl.
所以主耶稣基督用脚走了70公里路就为了要去帮助这个可怜的女孩。
It was his love for her that took him there.
是主对这个女孩的爱把主带到了她那里去。
And he made an even longer trip when he came from heaven, and he did so because your life is precious to him.
那他从天上到地上，他走的路比这个要长得多，他的目的都是为了救你和我的生命。
And then in chapter 10, We see Jesus on his way to Jerusalem, and a large crowd follows him.
那我们在马可福音的十章里面看到，主耶稣基督进了耶路撒冷城，有很多的人跟着他。
They come to a place where, by the side of the road, sits a blind beggar.
那在他去的这个路上呢，路边有一个坐了一个乞丐，一个瞎眼的乞丐。
No one pays attention to beggars, but Jesus does.
没有人对这个乞丐留意，但是主耶稣基督留意他了。
Verse 46, Mark chapter 10, Now they came to Jericho, as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging.
我们看马可福音的10章的46节。 到了耶利哥，耶稣同门徒并许多人出耶利哥的时候，有一个讨饭的瞎子，是底买的儿子巴底买，坐在路旁。This
man was not merely a beggar.
这个人不仅仅是一个讨饭的。He
was Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus.
他是底买的儿子巴底买。He
was a person with a name, and he had a father.
他是一个有名字的人，而且他有父亲。
Notice how these details are given to us because every person is important to Christ.
所以我们看这里特别的给出了我们这样的细节啊, 就他叫什么名字, 是谁的儿子, 说明每一个人对主来说都是非常重要的。
Verse 47, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
47节, 他听见是拿撒勒的耶稣就喊着说, 大卫的子孙耶稣啊, 可怜我吧。
Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me.
48节, 有许多人责备他, 不许他作声, 他却越发大声喊着说, 大卫的子孙啊, 可怜我吧。
Bartimaeus did not have eyesight, but he had a voice, and he was using it, shouting as loud as he could.
这个叫巴迪买的人呢, 他眼睛看不见, 但是他能够, 他有声音可以说话, 所以他用他有的声音啊, 尽可能大的在喊叫。
And people began to get annoyed with this noisy beggar and said, hey, you cut it out. Don't bother the master.
那这些人呢, 就, 因为这个很吵的这个瞎子, 他们就有点烦了, 就说, 你不要吵了, 你不要打扰到, 主耶稣。
No one is interested in a blind beggar by the side of the road.
因为没有人会对一个坐在路旁的这个, 讨饭的瞎子感兴趣的。
The man could not see, but he could yell, and he yelled. Nobody could quiet him down.
这个人虽然看不见, 但他可以喊, 所以他就一直喊, 没有人能够阻止他。
Verse 49, so Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you.
49节耶稣就站住说, 叫他过来, 他们就叫那瞎子对他说, 放心起来, 他叫你了。
Suddenly Jesus stopped, and those who were telling the man to be quiet now had to go and assist him and bring him to Jesus.
那耶稣呢停下来了，那些原来让这个瞎子闭嘴的那些人呢，现在他要去叫这个瞎子，而且帮助这个瞎子到耶稣这里来。The
disciples took interest in the beggar because Jesus was interested in him.
因为耶稣对这个瞎子感兴趣了，所以这些门徒也对这个瞎子引起了兴趣。The
Lord stopped and attended to that blind man as if there was nothing more important for him to do.
那主耶稣停下来了，而且去 关心这个瞎子， 好像他没有比这个更重要的事情要做了一样。
In a few more moments, the blind man went from darkness to light, and he joyfully followed Jesus on the way.
因为过不了一会儿啊, 这个瞎子就要从黑暗当中出来, 进到光明里了, 然后他就会非常高兴地跟着主耶稣基督一起走了。
It took the disciples a long time to understand that there was no one who was unimportant to Jesus.
所以这门徒啊, 花了很长时间才明白, 对耶稣来说, 没有一个人是不重要的。
Every person mattered to him.
每一个人对主来说都是重要的。
We now live in a world where people are valued not on the basis of who they are, but on the basis of their racial, gender, or sexual identity.
我们现在生活的这个时代啊, 我们来评价一个人不是因为他是谁, 而是用他, 他是什么种族的, 他是什么肤色的, 他甚至他们是什么性别的来评价人。
You are now categorized and given an identity according to the group that you belong to.
所以人呢，把人分成一类一类的，根据你是属于哪一类的人，哪一群的人，把你分到一类里面去。
For Christ, the value of each person is based not on their collective identity, but on their worth as an individual.
那在主耶稣基督里面，他对他而言呢，评价一个人不在乎你是属于哪一个群体的，而是在于你这生而为人的价值。
One of the radical things that Jesus taught is that each person is uniquely valued and loved by God.
有一次主耶稣说了一个很激进的话，他说每一个人都是独特的，都是被神所爱的。
Jesus said in Mark 8:36 that the whole world and everything in it is not worth as much as the life of a single person.
在马可福音的8:36，他是说，一个人，全世界的价值都没有一个人的价值大，一个人的生命大。
We tend to be interested in possessions and positions, but God is interested in people.
那我们呢，总是对地位啊，对我们拥有的东西啊，财富感兴趣，但主耶但我们的神是对人感兴趣。
And irregardless of a person's racial gender or sexual identity, he loves everyone.
他不在乎人的性别，人的种族，他爱每一个人。
Christ demonstrated the passionate love of God for each person.
所以耶稣把神对每一个人的这样的热情，这样的爱给显明出来。
One writer put it like this, if God had a fridge, your picture would be on it.
有一个人说啊，说如果主有一个冰箱的话，你的这个照片呢也会贴在这个冰箱的门上。
If you had a briefcase, a photo of you would be inside it.
那如果他有一个手提箱呢？你的这个照片也会放在这个手提箱里的。
He's sending you flowers every spring and a sunrise every morning.
他每天他都会每个春天都会送你花，每天早晨都会送给你阳光。
He's listening to you whenever you want to talk to him.
无论你什么时候想跟他说话，他都在听你说。
He could be anywhere in the universe, but he chose your heart.
他可以在全世界的出现在全世界的任何地方，但他选择出现在你的心里。
Saint Augustine said that God loves each of us as if we were the only person on earth to love.
圣奥古斯丁曾经说过，他说神的爱每一个人呢，好像这个世界上就剩下你一个人那样去爱你。
He knows your name, and you are precious in his eyes.
他知道你的名字，在他的眼里你是宝贵的。
How wonderful is the love of God?
神的爱是多么的奇妙啊。
He loves you, he loves me, and after everything we've done,Well, that's a miracle.
即使他知道我们所做的一切事，但是他还爱你，也爱我，这真的是一个奇迹啊。
Let's also notice the tenderness of the love of Christ.
我们再注意一下这个耶稣基督的爱的这个温柔的部分。
There's a word that the Greeks used to refer to the love of a family, and it was the word storge.
这 storge 这个词呢，就是一个希腊词，它是用来描述家人之间的这个爱的。
This is the love of empathy, of affection and tenderness.
它是这种同情、温柔这样的爱。
This word seems to have its origin in a bird that is very affectionate. It's the stork.
它的这个词根呢是从一个鸟的名字来的，这个鸟呢是很被人所喜爱的。
Of all the creatures in the animal kingdom, the stork is the one that shows most tenderness and affection.
在所有的受造物里啊，这个 stork 这个鸟啊，它是表现出最好的一个这种温柔的美丽的这样形象的。
The tender care that storks give to their offspring.Is remarkable.
这个鸟啊，它对它的这个幼鸟的这个温柔的这个爱啊，是非常引人注目的。
And these birds support each other, they help each other, and they protect each other with great tenderness.
嗯，而且这些鸟呢，它们是彼此关心、彼此照顾、彼此相爱的，啊，是带着很大的这个柔情啊，去彼此相待的。
And it's not surprising that the Greeks took the word stork and they incorporated it into their vocabulary to describe the love of family.
嗯，所以这个希腊语啊，它就把这个 stork 这个鸟的这个名字啊，把它拿来变成了。一个词来形容就是家人之间的这种温柔的爱。
Storge is the kind of love we receive from our mother, caresses and hugs and tenderness.
嗯，那Storge 这个词呢，就用来形容我们从妈妈那里得到的爱，就是她的温柔的拥抱，她的这个关心关爱。
And this affection from our mothers.Satisfies very deep needs within our hearts.
所以从妈妈来的这个爱啊，满足了我们心里深处很深的一个需要。
Psychologists tell us that there are three main ways that storge is shown, and Jesus demonstrated each one of them.
嗯，那这个心理学家说，这个storge 的这种爱啊，是用通过三个方式来显明的。那主耶稣基督每一个呢，他都做到了。
First of all, storge is shown in touches of affection.
嗯，那 storge 呢？首先呢，它是通过这种爱的触摸来传递的。
We see Christ embracing, touching, and blessing children.
嗯，我们看到主耶稣基督拥抱、抚摸这些小孩子。
And when Jesus healed the leper in Mark chapter 1, he stretched out his hand.And touched the man.
在马可福音的一章里面，主耶稣医治大麻风的时候呢，他是伸出手去碰这个大麻风的。
For years, everyone had run from this man, horrified, and it must have been very restorative when Christ reached out and touched this man.
因为很多年以来啊，人们都是要远离这个人。大麻风的人的，所以主耶稣基督对他的这个赤子触碰啊，触摸啊，深深的医治了他。
Through touch, we can show affection and affirm the value of another person.
那通过这种爱的这个触摸啊，我们可以让这个人知道他是多在对方心中是多有价值。
Secondly, storge is also demonstrated through eye contact.
那第二点呢，就是 storge 的这种爱呢，是通过眼神的交流来显明的。
In his conversation with the rich young man, in Mark 10:21, it says, "Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him."
在马可福音的10:21里面，对那个年轻的副官啊，他这里说，这耶稣看着他就爱他。
Mark is the only gospel.That mentions this look of love.
那马可福音呢是唯一一卷福音书啊，提到了这个爱的注视，这个看这个词。
Probably no one contemplated the face of Christ and forgot what he saw, because in the eyes of Christ, you could see the very love of God.
因为可能没有人仔细的注视过这个耶稣是长什么样子的，因为在耶稣的脸上啊，总是显明的是神的爱。
I have a strong suspicion that this young man later on came to faith in Christ.
那我个人是猜想，我觉得这个年轻人呢，后来呢，他是信主了。
There's an old tradition that suggests that this rich young man is John Mark, the writer of this gospel.
那传统认为呢，这个年轻的副官呢，就是后来写这个马可福音的约翰马可这个年轻人。
The third way in which storge is shown is the tone of voice.
那第三个来显明这个 storge 这种爱的这种方式呢，就是我们说话的语气。
When the leper knelt before Jesus in Mark 1, he said, "If you want, I know you can make me well."
在马可福音一章里面，那个大麻风跪在耶稣的面前说，若你肯，我知道你能医治我。
And we can well imagine the tone of voice with which Christ answered and said to him, Yes, I want to. Be clean.
所以我们可以想象了主耶稣基督回答他的时候的语气，他说，我肯的，是的，你洁净了吧？他说，我肯，你洁净了吧？
The very tone of his voice communicated love.
所以主耶稣基督的这个话语，他的这个声音的这个腔调啊，就是传递了他的爱。
Someone said, people are going to forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel.
有人说啊，人们可能会忘记你说过什么，也可能忘记你做过什么，但是他们永远不会忘记你给他们是什么感受。
I believe that every person who met Jesus felt loved by him.
我相信每一个接触过耶稣的人都会觉得是被耶稣所爱的。
And he wants each of us to know that we are loved as well.
他也希望我们每个人都知道我们也是被他所爱的。
Let's notice as well that his love was strong and robust.
但我们还要注意到就是他的这个爱呢是非常的有力的坚定的。
The writer C.S. Lewis said that love is something more severe and splendid than mere affection.
Mere affection?
Only affection.
那个 C.S. Lewis 说，他说爱呀，是比这个喜欢呢，这种情感是更深的这样的一种情感。
Christ's love was tender, but it was also strong.
所以主耶稣基督是温柔的，那同时呢，他也是有力的。
He knew when to comfort and when to rebuke.
他知道什么时候该安慰，什么时候该责备。
He knew when to be kind and when to be firm.
他知道什么时候该仁慈，什么时候该坚定。
He loved people enough to speak strong words when that was necessary.
他爱人深到一个程度，当他觉得有必要的时候呢，他会说话说得很重的。
He knew how to admonish his disciples for their lack of faith.
他知道当他的门徒缺乏信心的时候呢，他会责备他们的。
He knew how to speak harsh words to religious hypocrites.
他知道对那些假冒伪善的宗教人士呢，他要说一些严厉的话。
Jesus looked at the rich young ruler with love, but he gave him a strong word because that was what he needed to hear.
那主耶稣基督呢，看着这个年轻的副官呢，爱他，但同时呢，他也给了这个年轻人很重的话，因为他知道这是他所需要的。
His love was tender and it was tough.
他的爱呢，既是温柔的，也是有力量的。
This love will abundantly and freely forgive even the worst sins, but what it will not do is leave us the way we are.
那他的爱呢是能够丰丰富富的赦免我们一切哪怕做的最坏的罪，但是呢他却不能允许我们一直处在这样的罪中。
This love is too strong to allow twistedness and ugliness to remain in our lives.
那这个爱呢是如此的强大有力，它不能允许我们一直都活在那种扭曲的毁坏的生命当中。
This love is too strong to allow us to remain in the grip of sin.
所以这种爱啊如此的有力啊，它不允许我们继续的在这个罪的掌控下生活。
It will love us into wellness and goodness, and it will not rest until we are free.
那这种爱呢，是为了我们的好处，为了我们的益处。那它永远不会止息，直到我们从最终得了自由的时候。
This is what love does.
这就是爱要做的事情。
The love of Christ was strong and persistent.
所以主的爱呢是有力的，而且是坚持不懈的。
let's notice as well that his love was unconditional.
同时呢我们要注意到他的爱是没有条件的。
No one was beyond the reach of this love. And let's look at two cases here.
所以没有人呢是被排斥在这样的爱的范围之外的。我们看两个例子。
Mark chapter 16, verse 9 says, Now when he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons.
我们看马可福音的十六章的第九节，在七日的第一日清早，耶稣复活了，就先向抹大拉的玛利亚显现。耶稣从他身上曾赶出七个鬼。
Notice what the Bible says about this woman who was the first witness of the resurrection.
我们看这个人呢，他是第一个见证主耶稣基督复活的。我们看圣经是怎么介绍他的。
The only information we have about Mary Magdalene before she met Christ was that she had seven demons.
那在这里面给我们的唯一的信息呢，就是在抹大拉的玛利亚见到耶稣之前呢，她是被七个鬼附的。
Evidently, this woman had a terrible past.
所以很显然呢，这个女人呢，她这个过去的历史啊是不堪回首的。
She was not among the respectable people of the community.
她可不是在这个社区里被人尊重的一员。
And what does Jesus do for this woman?
那耶稣对这个女人做了什么呢？
He reached out to her, he set her free, he transformed her, and she was chosen to be the main witness of the most important event in history.
那主耶稣基督去找到她，然后救了她，医治了她，然后还改变了她，使她成为这个世界上最伟大的事情，就是耶稣复活这件事情的见证人。
When Christ rose from the dead, the Bible says he first appeared to Mary Magdalene.
当主耶稣基督啊从死里复活的时候，圣经记载说他第一个是向这个抹大拉的玛利亚显现。
Christ often said that the last would be first, and that definitely seems to be the case with Mary.
那主耶稣基督常说啊，在后的要在前啊，在这个玛利亚的这个例子上啊，恰恰就证明了这一点。
The privilege given to this woman with a horrible past is another demonstration of the astonishing love of Christ.
所以在这里面特别的要提出，这个女人曾经这个不堪回首的过去啊，恰恰显明了主耶稣基督对她的这个奇妙的爱。
Now let's turn back to Mark chapter 14. I'm going to read verse 17. In the evening, he came with the 12.
我们现在翻到马可福音的十四章的十七节。到了晚上，耶稣和十二个门徒都来了。
Verse 18. Now as they sat and ate, Jesus said, Assuredly, I say to you, one of you who eats with me will betray me.
十八节，他们坐席正吃的时候，耶稣说，我实在告诉你们中间有一个人与我同吃的，要卖我了。
And they began to be sorrowful and to say to him one by one, it is I? And another said, is it I?
十九节，他们就忧愁起来，一个一个地问他说，是我吗？
According to Matthew, even Judas,Ask the question.
那根据马可福音的记载啊，甚至犹大都问了这个问题，是我吗？
The disloyal disciple pretended not to know who the traitor was.
所以这个不忠诚的这个门徒啊，他甚至想伪装一下啊，让人认为他也不知道这个说的是谁。
According to verse 10 and 11, Judas had already closed a deal.With the priests to betray Jesus, and the Lord knew all about it.
因为根据十四章的十节和十一节啊，这那个时候这个犹大已经跟祭司长已经达成了交易，他已经做完了他的交易，而且耶稣呢对此全部都了如指掌。
But look how Jesus responds to the one who is about to betray him.
但是我们看看主耶稣对这个将要出卖他的人他是怎么对待的。
Chapter 14 verse 20 says he answered and said to them, It is one of the 12 who dips with me in the dish.
14章的20节耶稣对他们说是12个门徒中同我站守在盘子里的那个人。
Apparently, the person who was sitting to the very left of Christ in the Last Supper was Judas.
所以在这个最后的晚餐里面，坐在耶稣基督左边的这个人呢，就是犹大。
Jesus had granted the disloyal disciple a seat of honor at the Last Supper.
所以在这个最后的晚餐里面，主耶稣基督给这个不忠诚的要出卖他的这个门徒一个尊贵的位置就是他的右左边
To eat together from the same plate was a sign of special friendship
和一个人呢在同一个盘子里面吃饭这是特别给人的一个尊荣吗
There's an additional detail that John gives us in John chapter 13
在约翰福音的十三章里面给我们了一些细节的描述就一个盘子里吃饭是特别的一个显出了一个友谊
John 13:23 says Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved
我们看约翰福音的十三章的23节有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的侧身挨进耶稣的怀里
Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask who it was of whom he spoke.
24节，西门彼得点头对他说：“你告诉我们主是指着谁说的。”
Then leaning back on Jesus' breast, he said to him, Lord, who is it?
25节，那门徒便就是靠着耶稣的胸膛问他说：“主啊，是谁呢？”
Jesus answered, It is he to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it. And having dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon.
26节耶稣回答说我蘸一点饼给谁就是谁。耶稣就蘸了一点饼递给加略人西门的儿子犹大。
So John is on the right side of Jesus, and Peter motions to him and says, Hey, ask him,Who the traitor is.
所以约翰呢使徒约翰他是坐在耶稣的右边的所以这个西门彼得呢就做手势示意他说你问问主那个人到底是谁呀
And Jesus responds, He is the one to whom I give a piece of bread.
那主耶稣基督回答说我蘸一点饼给谁就是谁。
And according to one scholar, in Oriental meals, it was customary for the host to offer a piece of bread to one of the guests as a gesture of special friendship.
那根据一个圣经学者的研究他说在这个东方人的这个就餐礼仪里这个主人呢他要特别的拿一点饼给一个客人特别的向这个客人表明这个与众不同的这个友谊。
So imagine Jesus is honoring and showing love to Judas, the thief, the traitor, knowing full well what he was about to do.
所以毫无疑问的主耶稣基督对这个贼这个出卖主耶稣基督人他做的要做的事情他是了如指掌的但是呢他还是给了这个人极大的这个尊荣也显明极大的这个友谊给他。
Could it be that Christ was trying in some way to win over this man with the hardened heart? Possibly.
有没有一种可能呢主耶稣基督正在用他尽他一切的努力想要赢回这个像石头一样这个硬的心的这个人的心呢我觉得是有可能的。
This is not our way of dealing with enemies, is it?
这个我们对待敌人可不是像主这样的方式是不是
Even in Matthew 26, verse 50, when Judas went to betray him in the Garden of Gethsemane, Christ spoke to him and called him friend.
在马太福音的24章的50节里面当这个犹大带着兵来抓这个 耶稣的时候，耶稣还是叫他我的朋友。
I think I would have chosen a different word to refer to someone who had turned their back on me.
如果是我的话呢，我对一个背叛我的人呢，我不会用朋友这个词来称呼他，我会换一个词的。
It is remarkable that Jesus continued to show love to a disloyal follower.
所以主耶稣能对一个背叛他的不忠诚的跟随者用这样的方式对待他，真的是很令人惊奇的。
The next time you feel tempted to think that it is unlikely for Christ to continue to love you, remember this story.
那下一次如果你有这样的，在面对这样的试探呢，你觉得神，你觉得耶稣不再爱你的时候呢，你可以去想一想这个故事。
No matter how great your failures are, His love is greater than that.
不管你的失败有多大，他的爱都比你的失败更大。
Your sins are not strong enough to shut down the love of God.
所以你的罪啊，不够，绝不会强大到使主对你关闭他的爱的。
His love for you is relentless. It is strong.
所以主耶稣对你的爱啊，是强大的，是有力的，是不可阻挡的。
No matter what happens, He persists in loving us.
所以不管发生什么，他都是坚持不懈的爱我们。
And let's notice lastly that His love was costly.
那最后呢，我们来注意，来讲一下，就是他的爱呢是有成本的。
In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says, But God shows His love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
在罗马书的5章8节里面说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
So if we want to see what God's love really looks like, we should turn to the cross.
所以如果我们真的想看到神的爱到底是什么样子的话呢，我们要转向十字架。
And here in Mark 14, Mark recounts what they did with the one who was the embodiment of the love of God.
所以在马可福音的14章里面，他向我们描述了人是怎么对待那个要把神的爱通过自身的生命显明出来的那一个人的。
Mark 14, verse 65, Then some began to spit on him, and to blindfold him, and to beat him, and to say to him, Prophesy! And the officers struck him with the palms of their hands.
我们看马可的14章的65节，就有人唾唾沫在他脸上，又蒙着他的脸，用拳头打他，对他说，你说预言吧，差役接过他来，用手掌打他。
They spit on him, they beat him, and he looked at them and continued to love them.
他们向他吐唾沫，打他，但是耶稣看着他们，继续的爱他们。
Chapter 15, verse 15, So Pilate, wanting to gratify the crowd, released Barabbas to them, and he delivered Jesus after he had scourged him to be crucified.
我们再看15章的15节，比拉多要叫众人喜悦，就释放巴拉巴给他们，将耶稣鞭打了，交给人钉十字架。
And here a Roman soldier shredded his back with a whip.
那这里呢，这罗马的兵丁啊，就用鞭子打他的后背，抽他的后背。
Can you hear the sound of the whiplashes coming down on his back?
你能不能听到这个鞭子抽在他背上的那个声响呢？
They left his back like a freshly plowed field, but not even that could quench his love.
被鞭打过的后背啊，就像一个刚刚犁过的地一样啊，但是即使这样，也不能使他的爱熄灭。
Chapter 15, verse 19, Then they struck him on the head with a reed and spat on him, and bowing the knee, they worshipped him.
我们再看十五章的十九节，又拿一根苇子打他的头，吐唾沫在他脸上，屈膝拜他。
Verse 20, and when they had mocked him, they took the purple off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him.
我们再看二十节，戏弄完了，就给他脱了紫袍，仍穿上他自己的衣服，带他出去，要钉十字架。
There was cruelty and mockery, but he still continued to love them.
那这里面他受到了这种残酷的，而且是嘲弄的待遇。但是耶稣依然爱他们。
And then the hands that had healed and blessed were nailed to a cross, and the Lord was suspended between heaven and earth.
然后呢，他那一双啊，去医治别人、祝福别人的手啊，就被钉在了十字架上。
Chapter 15, verse 29, and those who passed by blasphemed him.Wagging their heads and saying, Aha, you who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross.
再看十五章的二十九节，从那里经过的人辱骂他，摇着头说，嗨，你这拆毁圣殿三日又建造起来的，可以救自己从十字架上下来吧。
Not satisfied with merely torturing and shaming Jesus, now they standand mock him as he agonizes on the cross.
这些人呢不满足于只是折磨他羞辱他。现在呢他们对着这个被钉在十字架上的耶稣啊还要嘲弄他。
Here we see displayed the cruelty and wickedness of the human heart, and we see displayed the immensity of the love of God.
在这里面我们既看到了人性的这种残酷啊和这个邪恶，同时我们也看到了神的爱。
Here was a love that suffered cruelty, insults, and mockery, and continued to love.
在这里我们看到了耶稣啊，他承受了痛苦，承受了这个羞辱，承受了这种蔑视，但是他依然爱他们。
The crucifixion of Christ was where we did everything we could possibly do to stop God from loving us, and we failed miserably.
那十字架的这件事情呢，钉十字架这件事情呢，就是人类用尽他们一切的努力，想要阻止神来爱我们，但是我们却失败了，很惨的失败了。
The cross is where we see the darkness.Of the human heart and the unquenchable brightness of the love of God.
在十字架上，我们看到了人的心的黑暗呢。但同时，我们也看到了神的爱呢，不可熄灭的光芒。
We did our utmost to turn him away, but his love refuses to quit.
我们尽我们最大的努力啊，努力的想要使神不再爱我们。但是呢，他却一直他的爱是不可熄灭、不可阻挡。
Jesus was dying for the Pharisees who had falsely condemned him.
那耶稣呢，是为那些错误的定他的罪的那些法利赛人死的。
He was dying for the soldiers who spit in his face.
他也是为那些向他的脸上吐唾沫的士兵死的。
He was dying for the Jewish leaders.Who perverted justice to condemn him.
他也是为那些虚妄正直冤枉他给他定罪的那些犹太的宗教领袖而死。
He was dying for Pilate who gave the order to crucify him.
他也是为下令要钉他十字架的比拉多而死的。
He was dying for the priests who mocked him.At the foot of the cross.
他也是为那些在十字架的脚下十字架脚下嘲弄他的那些祭司而死的。
He was dying for everyone who throughout history had trampled on God's laws. He was dying for you and for me.
他也是为这历史上所有全宇宙古往今来所有践踏神的律法的人而死的，就是包括你和我。
If you had stood at the foot of the cross and asked, Lord, why are you there on that cross? He would probably answer, I'm giving my life for you.
如果你也站在十字架脚前，问他，问主，你为什么要被钉十字架呢？我想他的回答应该是说，因为我爱你，我是为你而死的。
Chapter 15, verse 34, and at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is translated, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我们再看15章的34节，伸出的时候，耶稣大声喊着说，以罗以，以罗以，拉玛撒巴各大尼，翻出来就是我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
This has been called the most heart-rending cry in the universe.
那有的人把这个称为这个全宇宙啊最悲惨的一个呼唤。
It is the cry of anguish that came from the lips of one who took our place.
他是从那个背负了我们，替我们背负了这个罪的那一位的嘴唇里面喊出了痛苦的喊叫。
When the horrible load of our sins fell on him, the eternal intimacy between Father and Son was interrupted.
当我们这可怕的这个罪的重担呢，全部都压在耶稣身上的时候呢，圣父和圣子之间永恒的那个亲密的关系呢，就被打断了。
The Father turned his face away.
那父呢，就转面不理这个圣子。
And that is precisely what we deserved on account of our sins.
这本来是我们因为我们的罪所理所应当承受的。
One writer said the Lord Jesus spoke those words on the cross so that no one else would ever have to speak them.
有一个作者说，说主耶稣基督在十字架上喊出这句话，目的就是为了让其他所有的人都不必再喊出这句话了。
Never was there a love that suffered like this.
从来没有一种爱啊，是像主耶稣基督承受这样的痛苦的。
Never was there a love that loved like this.
也没有一种爱啊，是像他这样去爱的。
God sent his love in the person of Christ, and men did their utmost to put an end to him.
神呢是用爱子的这个形象这个渠道来表达他的爱，但是人呢却用尽他们所有的一切的办法想要熄灭这个爱。
But they could not put an end to the love of God.
但是他们不能终止神的爱。
His love for us is greater than our sins, it's greater than our cruelty.
他的爱比我们最大，也比我们的残忍更大。
There on the cross there were 3 hours of darkness, but out of that darkness came the brightest light this world has ever seen, the light of God's love.
那在十字架上的时候呢，有三个小时大黑暗，但是这大黑暗过去呢，就有一个我们人类从来没有见过的那样最大的这个光明出现了，就是神的爱的光明出现了。
Let me leave with you 2 final thoughts.
那我最后呢，再给大家分享两点。
First of all, we are called to live in the love of Christ.
首先呢，我们被呼召是要活在基督的爱里。
It is significant that the Gospel of Mark does not end, but it begins with the Father saying to his Son, You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
所以马可福音的不是结尾马可福音的结尾它不是一个结束，而是一个开始，它是父神对我们说，你是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
These are the first words the Father says to his Son, and they are said before Jesus even began his work of ministry.
那这句话呢，天父是最早说的，甚至早过主耶稣基督公开服事之前。
The liberating news of the gospel is that these words are for us too.
那这个福音的这个信息告诉我们，就是这句话也是对我们说的。
as believers in Christ, we are loved and accepted by God, not on the basis of our accomplishments, but because of Christ.
按照福音啊，我们都是被神所接纳，被神所爱的，不是因为我们自己做了什么，而是因为是基于耶稣基督所做的。
The believer stands before God in Christ, and the Father now says to him, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
所以我们每一个信徒啊，是在基督里面站在神的面前的，所以神对我们说，你是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Those are the words that express the love of God to every one of his children brought to himself through Christ.
所以这句话呢，是说给每一个借着耶稣基督，带到神的面前的他的孩子们说的。
I want to read a verse in John chapter 15 and verse 9 that says, "As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love."
我们看一下约翰福音的15:9，我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。
Christ lived forever in the joy of his Father's love, and he came to share that love with us.
在永恒里面啊，主耶稣基督一直在享受父的爱，但是他现在来到这地上来爱我们。
And he says to us, "As the Father loved me, I have loved you."
他说，正如父爱我一样，我也爱你们。
And he says to us, "Now I want you to abide in my love."
他对我们说，我想让你们一直都住在我的爱里。
The place where Christ lives is where we now need to live.
所以耶稣住在哪里，就是我们需要住的地方。
God wants us to live as believers in the understanding that we are loved by him.
那神呢，希望我们这些信徒们活在什么里面呢？活在明白神爱我们这样的爱。
We are called to abide in and to live in the love of Christ.
所以神是呼召我们要在爱神的爱里面，要住在他的爱里。
There's a wonderful prayer that Paul made at the end of Ephesians chapter 3.
在以弗所书的3里面有一个保罗的一个著名的祷告。
I'm going to read just a part of this prayer, verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love.
我读这个祷告词的一部分，就是3:17，以弗所书3:17，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
We are to be rooted in the love of Christ. That means the love of Christ is the soil where we grow.
所以我们要扎根在耶稣的爱里面，说明耶稣的爱就是那个土壤啊，是我们所能生长的土壤。
We are to be grounded, and that means that the love of Christ is the foundation upon which our life is built.
他说我们要种在这个基督的爱里，说明耶稣基督是我们的这个基础，我们是在这个地基上建造，往上建造的。
So we have two metaphors here. One is an agricultural metaphor of a tree, and the other is an architectural metaphor of a building. And in both cases, it's on the love of Christ.
所以在这里面呢，它其实是用了两个比喻。一个比喻呢是农业上的，就是树啊，这个根要扎在地里。那第二个呢是在建筑上的，就是这个房子啊，它先有地基在往上建造。但不管怎么样呢，这个根和这个地基，它都是基督的爱。
And then Paul goes on to pray that we might comprehend and know the love of Christ.
然后接下去呢，保罗的祷告呢是说，希望我们能够明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Paul wants Christ's love to be more than information in our minds. He wants us to experience it in our hearts.
所以保罗呢是希望基督的爱不仅仅是我们头脑里面得到的知识和信息，而是我们用心去经历的东西。
God wants to bring the reality of his love home to our hearts so that we will rest and live in his love.
所以神希望我们能够经历这个他的爱的真实啊，让他的爱能够真的住到我们的心里。
In Jude chapter 1, verse 21, Jude says, keep yourselves in the love of God.
Jude, 在犹大书里面有句话说，你要在神的道中啊，在神的爱里。
The Bible is saying here, live in the awareness of your belovedness. It's the axis around which the Christian life revolves.
圣经是告诉我们你要知道啊，神是爱你的，这是我们这个一个轴心呢、啊，我们的这个生活的一个轴心。
Three times in the fourth gospel, the apostle John describes himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved.
在约翰福音里面有三次使徒约翰都称呼他自己为所耶稣所爱的门徒。
It was not that John was loved more than others, but that he understood it in a way that the others didn't.
他这样说不是因为耶稣爱使徒约翰比爱别人更多，而是说他比别人更多的明白他是被耶稣所爱的。
As Christ followers, we also need to see ourselves as someone loved by Christ.
所以我们作为基督的门徒，我们需要知道我们是被基督所爱的。
That is our true identity.
这是我们真正的身份。
And may God teach us to feel and live in the wonder of that fact.
所以盼望主啊，让我们能够感受到也活在这样的爱中，奇妙的爱里面。
And not only are we called to live in the love of Christ, but secondly, we are called to share the love of Christ.
神呼召我们啊，不仅仅是让我们活在基督的爱里，也让我们要分享基督的爱。
Living in the love of Christ enables us to begin acting in love, and he gives us the grace to love others.
我们住在基督的爱里啊，让我们能够有可能开始能够有这种爱的行动。
Being a follower of Christ means living a life of love.
那作为基督的门徒呢，是意味着我们要活出一个爱的生命。
This is our mandate. This is the life of the kingdom of God.
这个就是这是神国的这个就是。这个生活的方式是我们所需要的。
God wants our lives to be channels of His love. That's our job description.
那神是希望我们能够成为他爱的管道，这是神给我们的工作。
We began our study tonight with the scholar who asked Jesus what the greatest commandment was.
我们今天这个课一开始的时候呢，我们就讲到有一个律法师问耶稣最大的诫命是什么。
And Jesus replied, it is loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves.
那主耶稣回答说呢，那就是要尽心尽意尽力尽性爱主你的神，同时要爱你。
And the man said to Christ, Sir, it is true, that is the most important thing.
那这个律法师回答主说呢，他说拉比你说的对，这个是最这就是最大的诫命了。
And Jesus replied, you are not far from the kingdom of God.
然后耶稣对他说，你离神的国不远了。
In other words, you're getting it. That's what this is all about.
换句话说呢，耶稣是说你明白了，这诫命就是这些，就是这个了。
The kingdom of God above all has to do with love.
所以神的国呢，就是与爱相关的。
It means living a life dominated by love.
就是要活一个被爱所掌控的生命。
And as Jesus taught us, this love leads us to obey his commandments.
而且耶稣告诉我们，这样的爱呢，是带领我们能够遵守他的诫命的。
Jesus showed us what love looks like by the way he lived and by the way he died for us at the cross of Calvary.
那主耶稣基督通过他是怎么活的，以及他在哥哥他的十字架上是怎么死的，让我们知道这种爱是什么。
The essence of the new life in Christ has to do with the love of God being perfected in us.
所以我们这个重生的这个新生命的本质啊，就是要让神的爱使我们变得完全。
It has to do with receiving God's love and sharing it with others, and essentially, that's what it means to be a believer.
那作为一个门徒，他的本质就是接受神的爱，并把这样的爱分享给别人，这就是我们生活的本质了。
In 1983, the armies of Israel invaded Lebanon, and seeing that hard times lay ahead, the members of a Christian church began to buy a good supply of food.
那在1983年的时候呢，以色列的军队啊，就是进攻这个黎巴嫩，然后他们那个时候比较艰难，然后一个基督的信仰的这个教会呢，就买了一些这个食物。
The western part of the city of Beirut was completely cut off.
那这个贝鲁多就应该是这个黎巴嫩的这个城市啊，它整个的这个西半部都被这个封锁了。
The church met to decide how to distribute the food they had stored, and there were two proposals.
那这个教会呢，他们就在研究怎么来分配他们储存的这些食物。那有两个提议。
The first was to distribute the food to the members of the church, then to other Christians, and finally, if there was any left over, to the Muslim neighbors.
第一个建议呢，就是先给这个教会的成员分，然后呢，还有多呢，就给这个其他基督徒分，如果还有多呢，就给他们这个周围的这个穆斯林的邻居们分。
The other proposal was that the food be given first to the Muslims in the neighborhood, then to other Christians, and finally to the church members.
另外一个建议呢，就是这些食物呢，先给他们穆斯林的邻居分，然后再给其他的基督徒，最后呢再给他们教会的成员。
For 6 hours, they debated the issue.
他们就这个事情呢讨论了六个小时。
Finally, a decision was made when an elderly woman stood up and said, "If we don't demonstrate the love of Christ, who will do it?"
那最后有一个老妇人站起来说，如果我们不来显明基督的爱的话，谁能够显明？
Without further discussion, it was decided to distribute food to the Muslims first.
所以他们就不再争论了，他们最后决定先把食物给这个穆斯林的邻居们。
If we do not demonstrate the love of Christ, who will?
如果我们都不能把基督的爱展现出来，显明出来的话，谁能呢？
What challenges do you have in loving others?
那你在爱别人的方面有些什么样的挑战呢？面临什么挑战？
Have you accepted that difficult person that God has placed in your life?
你有没有接纳那个神摆在你生命里那个很难相处的那个人呢？
Have you purposed to love that person with the love of Christ?
你有没有有意识的用基督的爱去爱这个人呢？
God loved us when we were not very lovable.
当我们不可爱的时候，
we are called to do the same.
当我们不可爱的时候，神爱我们了，我们被呼召也要做同样的事情。
The love of God is where we need to live, and the love of God is what we need to share.
所以是神的爱，我们需要住在神的爱里，同时我们也需要把神的爱分享给别人。
We are called to live in the freedom and joy of the love of God.
所以我们被呼召是要活在神的爱的自由和喜乐里面。
We're called to dwell in the love of God and to share God's love.
所以我们被呼召是要住在神的爱里，同时也要分享神的爱。
John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章。
verse 34 says, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
约翰福音的13章的34节, 我赐给你们一条新命令, 乃是叫你们彼此相爱, 我怎样爱你们, 你们也要怎样相爱。
The next verse says, by this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
35节, 你们若有彼此相爱的心, 众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
The Lord said that the sign of being his disciple was showing the kind of love that he showed.
所以主说, 做他的门徒的一个特征, 一个记号就是显出, 基督那样的爱给别人。
He showed us the way, and he calls us to follow him.
他给我们指明的那条路, 他也呼召我们要跟随他。
We're learning to love because God first loved us.
我们在学习去爱, 因为神先爱了我们。
He didn't just love us once.
他不仅仅只是爱我们一次。
God loves us first every day when we arise and when we stumble.
他每一天都爱我们, 当我们跌倒的时候, 他也爱我们。
He loves us when we're doing well and when we're doing not so well.
我们做得好的时候, 他爱我们, 我们做得不怎么好的时候, 他依然爱我们。
And the Father continually says to us, you are my beloved son and daughter, in you I am well pleased.
所以天父持续地对我们说, 不断地对我们说, 你是我的喜爱的儿子和女儿,是我所喜爱的。
We need to shut out the other voices and listen to the Father's voice.
我们不要去听其他的声音, 我们要去听天父的声音。
And this is what helps us move forward towards a lifestyle of giving and loving.
这就是使我推动我们能够持续前行去活出一个给予的爱的生命。
I want to leave you with the words of a great Italian reformer called Savonarola.
Savonarola是这个意大利一个著名的改革宗的这个神学家，他是这么说的。
He said, in the spiritual life, if we are to persevere in doing good works, we must focus our hearts first on the love of Christ.
他说我们在服事当中啊, 如果因为我们所做的事情被逼迫的话, 我们首先要关注我们的心是不是有基督的爱。
May God give us the grace to do that.
盼望神给我们这个恩典啊, 让我们能够做到这样。
May God bless his word to you today. Thank you.
愿主祝福他的话, 今天能够进到我们的心里。谢谢大家。
Thank you again, Jürgen. There's no greater love than that, is there?
谢谢，没有比这更大的、更伟大的爱了。
Brother Carl, would you just commend us all to the Lord today, please, as we part?
好，我们先请 Carl 给我们做一个结束的祷告。 Carl, you are muted. Carl?
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for the privilege of coming to your throne, Lord. We thank you.
我们感谢你，让我们有这样的特权，能够来到你的宝座前。
Thank you that you have extended that great love to us, Lord.
感谢你把这样伟大的爱显明给我们看。
And we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of basking in that love, Lord.
主啊，我们也感谢有这样的特权，能够分享这样的爱。
Lord, help us to be true and faithful to you in everything, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
主啊，盼望你让我们永远都对主真诚不变，奉耶稣宝贵的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everyone.